Have nothing to fear. Just
at this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Sheila.
Hello, family. My name is Sheila, and I'm an addict. The family part always gets to me. I guess that's my own character defect. Trust. That character defect of not trusting nobody. So to say family, you know, it brings lets people come in too close to me. And I'm really scared of y'all. But anyway, just let me say this real quick and get this out the way. Basically, I thought he was going first. Because I got more time than him. How they going to call me first? You didn't know? I tried to tell her, like, how much time I had, but I thought that would be, like, rude. Or wouldn't matter, since we all have one day. But, you know, when you get 10 years, I mean, you got some issues. You got a whole new set of issues coming up. Stop denying. We sit back in the meetings with our arms folding, our legs crossed, listening to the newcomer, waiting to raise our hand to help him. We even get to the point where we even want to help him on a burning desire, since then nobody calling us because the meeting was taking, you know, somebody was taking too long. So we'll raise our hand, I'm talking about the people who've been here 10 years. We'll raise their hand when they say, "Do you got a burning desire?" We will raise our hand, not for us, but for the still suffering we shared before, and we know that we have some information that can help them. And then we take 15 minutes on this burning desire. The last burning desire I had was 30 days ago. They wanted to throw me out the building. I started talking about ginseng was a drug. You know how they say alcohol is a drug? Well, I was in there saying, and so is ginseng. When they said that this meeting was going to be in a ballroom, I thought it was like in a, you know, a nice little workshop, small room. Because from my understanding, from my experience, my peers are gone. It is not one of my peers in this room this afternoon. I don't know where they are. I saw one other one in the hallway earlier. After you get 10 years, we start having to pay off the instant credit debt. You know, when you first come in, you go to the store, you've been clean about 3-4 years, they start giving you instant credit when you walk in. Then you accuse, I don't know about y'all, but after 3-4 years, I started using all over again. That's a lie. I started using after 30 days when I found this boyfriend at the coffee pot. Then I got a job and worked and got some instant credit, and then I started using in a different way. But, you know, having 10 years, you get some more issues. You get a whole new set of issues. And a lot of them are arrogant issues. I would suggest anybody in here with over 10 years to start to pick up the green workbook. Don't be scared. Pick it up, open it up, and go through page by page by page by page and tell the truth. Start telling the truth in the first step. Because I'm the kind of addict that lied in the green and gold workbook on the first step. I was so shocked at myself. How could I lie after being here? Oh, I meant to tell her. 18 years. And how could I lie in the first step? Because I am much sicker than I have ever owned up to be. I admitted that I was an addict. I admitted that I tricked and had tricked with guys that had lint balls. the disgusting ones. I admitted that. I admitted that I was molested. You know, I admitted that I was homeless. I admitted all that stuff my first few years. I got out all the garbage, hated my mother. I admitted all that. Then I started being coming around a little longer, and more people started coming in, so I started moving up in status. I need to just tell y'all for real. After a while, you start accumulating some stuff. First, you be humble. You don't have nothing. You just glad to be clean. The next thing you know, you start accumulating some stuff, and my world changed a little bit. I would say that, you know, I'm humble and I'm still the same, but I think my attitude, you know, was a little bit different. I called my sponsor or my sponsee sister because she bought this truck, right? And she started acting cute. Well, my sponsor said that I had started acting cute when I accumulated something and that I need to give her some time to level off. So what I want to tell you is that sometimes we need to level off. We started getting stuff, we started doing stuff, the blessings start pouring in, and then all of a sudden I'll act like I did it. This is my doing. It ain't a we program no more. It's I. And the God of my understanding only existed when a newcomer girl came in and I had the guy at the coffee pot reject me. That's when I got in touch with the third step. It was only then that I made a decision to turn my will over to God. Other than that, he was my God. I had no reason to turn my will over to God. I was already clean. I had an apartment, I had a job, and I had a car. So I just really struggled in here for a long time. And I want to get now to my 10-year anniversary. It was about 20 people in there. I had stopped going to meetings about 7 years into this program, because stuff started happening for me so fast. You know, I had dreams and visions, and my life got so good. The same way everybody always told me my life was going to get, it was going to be wonderful. And honestly, my life was just like the people told me it was going to be. Y'all told me it was going to be. And I stopped going to meetings as much. I started to have to work a little harder to pay off some of them credit cards. I had to work a little harder, you know, to feed my obsessions. I tricked up till I had 7 years. I don't know if you call it tricking. I accepted money from somebody that wanted to give me their money. And every now and then I let them knock me off. So, and I would always share about the gratitude I had for y'all and the people in the rooms. But it had nothing to do with paying my bills. And I know there's some sisters in here that know what I'm talking about, because you come in here with some old tricks that you had, somebody that always wanted to give you money from forever. And the guys have tricks too. Don't think they don't. They had them sisters that always wanted to get them their money, and you still take it. Or even you still be with somebody that you know you don't really care for too much, but you know they got a few dollars. You know you're going to drive their car. You know you know. But anyway, let's go back to the issues with people with 10 years. A lot of times we're in denial. We're in denial about our issues. The hardest part of my recovery has been for me to honestly take a look at me. Like I told you, I lied. I did the first step starting that workbook 3 or 4 years ago, the first year that it came out. And I lied so bad in the first step, I had to call myself a lying bee, you know, and to tell me to get honest. And then I move on, you know, and work with my sponsor and try to do all the steps. But for real, y'all, it's hard for me to take a look at me. You might do a little better. But honestly, I do not always, after all these years, want to be that bad and that sick. I get goddamn tired of being sick. I get tired of having all these damn character defects. Every year, more will be revealed. I mean, come on with that shit. I mean, you know, and then after you've been here 10 years, you got some whole new issues. You got old age goddamn issues. Shit. I was 29 when I got here, as fine as a... Stop. After I washed off all that jail dirt, that lye soap they had on me in that spray. And after that, you know what I'm saying? I was a hooker. I came in here to look at men and look good, or I'm getting clean and see who I was going to marry. And look at all these guys with all this potential. I didn't know I was going to be here 10 years later. I had no visions of myself clean. They told me I was in the river of no return. Actually, I don't. They said, you wasn't going to never stop shooting dope. And Narcotics Anonymous made a lot of them. But then the other part is, I had to get real with who I really was, who I am. Even today, I load myself down with guilt and shame. I will stop going to meetings because I stopped coming to meetings a little bit because I had gained weight, right? And I ain't really, and I had got a divorce. And my ex-husband, he always bought a lot of clothes and stuff, so he was looking cute. And I was with this guy, somebody else that, I was going with that I used to sponsor. Can you believe that? I mean, for real. I had more than 10 years when that shit happened. That was for somebody else. That was never going to be for me. I had over 10 years that walked the steps and helped y'all, shared, and encouraged you, and found out I was not all that. That I had some raving character defects. And that it was a whole different person than me after going through the real step book. It's a whole nother person in me. That you might not even be introduced to unless you've been through that green and gold book, the workbook. So anyway, I had stopped coming to meetings for a little while, not too long ago, for about, a nice good little while, because I had gained weight, and I didn't want everybody asking me why I was all fat and how I was this way and how I was that way. My self-esteem, even after all these years, ain't all that good on some days. I have good days, but a lot of times with 10 years or more, I have expectations of myself that are unreal, let alone the stuff that you asked me about. And I know that I can be vicious with the tongue. Because, see, I know your story. If you've been here 18 years, you know somebody's story. If you've been here over 10 years, you could push somebody back off you. Because you remember what they shared when they had 60 days. And if they bother me, I will remind them when I'm not in a spiritual space. So a guy told me yesterday that I had picked up a few pounds, and I told him that he still had a hard stomach. And I told him that because of the way that I feel about me and the reason that I had told myself that I wasn't going to come to meetings no more. That I was going to slow down, and I didn't want to fool everybody, because everybody's spirit ain't right. The real thing is that I couldn't get in touch with my spirit. I like to talk about what I'm going through. I don't like to talk about with all the little stuff, the cliches out the book. I like to talk about how this dope fiend really think. That's who I am. So if I'm throwing you off and you're not following me, that's because I have a broad life. And I'm telling you what the real story is, who I really am, what I really think today. It has gotten a lot better after 10 years. I do want to say that. But I'm saying that I have moments when I am capable, of being just as sick as I was on the first day when I go back into my denial. After being around here, and I didn't have too many people at my 10th anniversary because I had left and stopped going to meetings. But during that time, I had realized some of my dreams. Everything y'all told me came true. I had a show at the Taj Mahal. Now, that might not be a big deal for some people, but y'all encouraged me and told me that I could do this. Encouraged me, prayed for me, and pushed me out there, and things started unfolding for me, and I started getting away from Narcotics Anonymous. And with 12 years clean, my spirit was dead. In the meetings. The only time I would show up was for the Thanksgiving marathons or some of the big stuff, so I could let people know I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? Coming down here to Ocean City, having to look a certain way or be a certain way so that people will know, your status. I don't know if people know about self-actualization, but it's a certain way that I guess a lot of us feel like we're supposed to be at a certain level in our life. And sometimes we put too many expectations on ourselves. And I know that I put too many on me. And I find myself depressed and anxious and crazy as I was the first day I came in here when I hurt myself like that. And the reason I say hurt myself is because all that does is hurts me. It hurts me when I won't forgive myself for all them dicks that I, you know what I'm saying? Lint balls that I pulled off. That shit hurts me. And I still, it's like I still, even though I might have done a nice step, I still can't always forgive myself. You know, why did I become such a cruddy dope fiend like that? You know what I'm saying? And why am I still like as sick as I am now? Sometimes my mind tell me I still ain't shit. And I don't deserve nothing. I've had money to go to school for the past 3 months, free. I wanted to go to technology school. Whatever it is, and I did a thorough fourth step, and I did the fifth step where I prayed, where I told God out of my lips, I told God what I had done. I told another person, and I told myself, look in the mirror, told myself, said it out loud so I can hear it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just like, I still got some of that stuff, that fear. It's like I have visions, but I won't go that far. I got the money to go to school and wouldn't go. It's got to be from fear. It's got to be because I'm afraid to do better. So it's like sometimes I'm a prisoner, being a gut bucket dope fiend, an addict, and they don't want to succeed. But I'll tell you I'm grateful. I'll tell you I want to succeed. But then I'll go and charge up some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And pay the minimum on the credit cards. Then get into consumer credit to pay off my bills. Then eat up a whole bunch of food because I reinforced that I ain't shit. Because now my credit bad again. You know what I'm saying? I do a whole lot of things in this program to reinforce that I ain't shit. Even though I will smile and I'll go around hugging everybody, I got some information for you because I experienced that. I got some information for this person because I experienced that. A whole lot of times, I can't use that same information for myself. My supervisor has been trying to get me to accept responsibility and have empathy for people. And she's not even in the program and she can see that I had issues with that. And I will not even reckon, I won't even look at it. A lot of times my defect is right in my face and I will look around it and think it's your defect and it's not really mine. You know, I took so long in this program to really get in the program. I was around here. Anybody that's been around here and haven't been through the cycle of the steps, don't count yourself out yet. Because I'm still here. Even though I was miserable as shit for 10 years, I was still here. I wouldn't advise it because it's suicidal, but I'm still here. So don't count yourself out because I know everybody in here ain't did no step work like that. Because I ain't the only one in here that don't want to look at myself for real. We don't have time to be sitting down doing no step work. I remember when I first got here, I wasn't gonna be sitting down doing no step work. I had this man I had to look after, you know, and all these girls kept looking at him and shit. And steps. It wasn't until I had 11 years till I read the first part of the basic text that said, if you don't read this book in its entirety, it could be fatal. I don't know why they didn't put that on the first page. They want you to read all through this and read all through that to get to it. I could have died. When I finally let go, you know, because God will carry you for years and years. You can work the first three steps for years and years and years and years and years. And don't be mad at somebody because they still on the first three steps and they got 9, 10, 11, 12 years. You don't know when it's going to come to them and they're going to start working on themselves. And then you're going to be mad because you're probably going to stop. Now, let's talk about the truth. Because, see, you got some people here that know all the stuff in the book, read everything, got sponsors, do do network workshops and all that shit. And will stop working on themselves after 10, 11 years for a few minutes. Won't read nothing else. I wouldn't even read nothing. When they took the third edition and changed it to the fifth edition, I was refused to buy that book because I said we didn't need another book, and then people on them Quaaludes came in here and changed that shit around. I got some identification up in here. We get in here after a while and be stuck. Then you go into meetings and half the people in there got like a year and under. I am not. I do not want to. I will not. There is no other program in my life other than Narcotics Anonymous, and I refuse to go to any other 12-step program to get what I can get in Narcotics Anonymous. So, that's right. I am not crossing over. So that means that if I've been sitting there with people with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah, fine. And guess what? When they was learning all the steps and reading all that stuff in the book, which I had read about 10 years ago, so I ain't going to be reading all that again. They refreshed my memory to the point where it made me say, maybe I need to read this stuff again and stop being stuck in this program. Because we'll get good and stuck and sit back with our arms folded. My time. It might be up because I do like spread around a little bit, but I just want y'all to know that I do spread around and but I'm telling you the truth. I ain't telling you no whole lot of literature. I mean, I know the literature now. I know the literature now because I started over after I had 10 years and I was spiritually dead. That the convention at Ocean City that meant so much to me was spiritually refreshed and glad to be alive, because I had been dead so long in this program. And I start dying after my 6 and 7, 8 years. Because I had already knew enough to hold me. And I had to work 2 jobs. Or I had to go do this. My self-esteem made me follow around my husband. Who was my ex-husband now, but he was my husband, and I was following him around to see what he was doing. How could I work on myself? I did not want to keep working on myself. And today, I'm glad to be able to be alive to work on myself, because a lot of my friends are dead in recovery. And guess what? They leaving like flies now, because a whole bunch of people that are in my network, they drink ginseng so they keep their dick hard and stay up all night and everything. And they dying off too. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. They told me that's an outside issue. That shit is liquor. I had it tested. It is, alcohol. And that ain't no outside issue. That's as an informed member of Narcotics Anonymous, I need every single one of y'all to help me. And that means that if you drinking, you're going to be gone. And then we got people that sit up in here and know they friends drink and don't say a goddamn thing. When I was sitting around here acting crazy, y'all used to tell me, why you acting like that? You got 18 years. Why you still acting like that? You got 15 years. I hope I ain't like you. You don't know what the fuck you gonna be like when you get some years. You don't even know when you stop working on yourself. Just because you go to a meeting. That don't mean you working on yourself. You can be working on the people that you're getting feedback to. Stop playing. That don't mean you working on you just because you showing up, carrying books, looking serious and stuff. I did all that. I wasn't working on nothing. Matter of fact, it was awful. It took me forever to figure out what the second step meant. It was like, oh. When you figure out what the second step meant, because I know some of the old timers in here know what I'm talking about. And it's like, now I ain't talking about the second step in the beginning when we all thought that it meant insanity. I'm talking about the second step when we figure out a meaning. You know, like, I ain't got to do this by myself. Like, boom, okay, there's a higher power. Oh, that's why they said that. I don't know about y'all, but that's what happened to me. And I was so relieved. Like, okay. So I could turn this over. I don't have to, like, be balled up. I could turn this over. And then the decision I made for the God of my understanding, I could give that to the God of my understanding. And then I could see how it reflects back on my fourth step. Like, when, you know, my belief system and the way that I was raised and the way that I think. My mother had me going to the number backer, tricking to get money when I was like 10, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't remember. All I know is he felt on me all the time. And he gave me a whole bag of coins to take home to my mother. I don't remember. The worst part of it was after a few years when it started feeling good. First, it was wrong, and I knew it was wrong. But the shame part set in when it started feeling good. And it wasn't supposed to because it was the wrong thing to do. And I have to admit that. I started saying the wee version of Serenity Prayer because I am one of the most selfish people I know. I try to get better, but there are times the program has taught me to get better. But there are times when I'm just outright, can't see no other way but the way that I see, and that's that, and I don't even know why you're still talking to me. So, and with the sixth step in my character defects and not really realizing, you know, that the shortcomings that I have are really shortcomings, you know, and like letting go being mad at my mama after 10, 15 years. She died of AIDS, and I remember I used to look at her medicine to see if she was still taking drugs because she was one of them popping pill addicts. The lady dying, what difference do it make? You know what I'm saying? Make your amends. Let go. That's God's child. Being here long enough to figure out that God is in me. And my job, finally, is to carry the message. My job is to help another suffering addict. And the message ain't always a nice message. The message is consistent that we will get better. But it ain't always hunky-dory, laffy-giggly, whatever. It ain't always like that. It ain't always that after being here for a while, you won't cuss. That ain't the message. The message is that I'm not shooting dope in my groin, pulling up my dress in an oil joint, knowing I stink, pulling up my dress, finding the, you know what I'm saying? The message is I don't have to live like that no more. The message is that when I tell you about them lint balls, that you don't have to experience that shit. Some people don't believe it. She didn't. So anyway, and I remember when she first turned her first lint ball trick, she called me and said, Shashi, lint balls. They still got lint balls out there. It's a bunch of hookers in here. I know they know what I'm talking about. And guess what? We will be old hookers. The last thing I want to share is about the day my butt fell. When you've been here over 10 years, your body changes. The day my butt hit the floor, I was so devastated. But see, that happened when I learned how to trick at the age of 9 or 10 or 8 or something like that. And then y'all said that women had a gold mine between their legs. And that's like a full circle. Butt, legs, round, you know, gold mine. And you come in recovery and you don't use your gold mine no more, but you still know that you got, you know what I'm saying? You got your thing going on and you know. And when your butt falls, when your boobs change sizes and you don't know why your bra don't fit no more, it's for no reason. When you can't see the program and mad because they didn't make it larger. When all that happened, I just want you to know that it happened to me and I'm still here. And then physical stuff start happening. You can't eat this. You can't do that. I heard an old guy across the hall saying you can still masturbate. I don't know. Sometimes that's difficult. But that's why guys don't really say stuff like that. That's why they drink ginseng, so they don't have to really go do nothing. But okay. Things do happen to us like that, and I never want to lose sight of gratitude because I didn't have to be here. But I do want to make sure that we know that we will go through menopause. Ain't nobody saying that out loud. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because it's a natural thing. Some of our friends died before they got to menopause. They died before their butt failed. They died before they could wear bi-holes. We are here for a reason, and we're here to carry the message. And the message is that we will get better. The quality of our life will get better. Now, it might change drastically, but it will get better. I had to go into, the big girl store and buy a bra, and I finally could breathe. I could keep heartburn. We will change, and the best thing to do is work with some acceptance. I always want to stay in touch with my sponsees, but sometimes I can't help them because I don't know what I'm doing myself. I need them to sponsor me. And I'm not ashamed of that. No, I'm going to let my good friend Willie share because I can talk a little bit. Even though it's all around the block, I can still talk. You know, but I do want you to know that I love everyone in Narcotics Anonymous. And without my family, and that is you people, that I would be dead. My butt would not have failed. Okay, and I don't wear bifocals with the line and the dot right there because I just haven't gotten to that point yet. I keep a rinse in my hair, you know, and I'm going to keep coming back, and eventually I'll be able to grow old gracefully in this program. Thank you for having me.
Now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Willie.
Willie! It's my name, Willie Mahatta. And I want to thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. It's Narcotics Anonymous had did for me. Narcotics Anonymous had did for me is what I could not do for myself. Okay. All right. And I must say first that I am a real nervous person. And before I came here, I had to get in contact with my higher power. They called, I need some help right now. And it's when I had to sit down, I still had to get in contact. It's so that my higher power, it can speak it through me. Because I know without no shadow of a doubt, I cannot do this here if by myself. It's very important for me to stay afraid of. Because it do not matter it don't matter how long that I've been here if I'm not working on myself. Because it just a cause is that I am coming up on 13 years, it next month, I still need help. It's my character, it defects, it come at me when that I'm sleeping. And don't know it. Because I'm a type of person, man, when I came here, I was eating food out of a garbage can. And everything I own, man, I was pushing inside a Safeway car. And see, a Narcotics Anonymous man, it told me if I only surrender, if there is hope. I ain't know that. And it things, man, it happens. And see, I had learned, man, if I just raise is my acceptance and lower my expectation. Because, man, a lot of days, it right now, I still put expectation and get hurt. Right? If I shout, that's my higher power. It's not me. You know, if the only thing that I am here for is deliver a message of hope. It to tell anybody, 10 years are over, one day are over, any addict, any place can lose the desire to stop using. We don't never have to live in that life anymore. And also, it is saying, is that I don't got to use peoples anymore. Nobody anymore. If that cause, man, if the things is that I used to do it 10 years ago, it don't feel too comfortable, it's right now. Because I know when things is not right. Because my higher power did not bring me it this far it to leave me. Right? Because if I had any type of trouble, it was reading. I ain't know how to read at all. I did not know how to share at all. And I used to talk real bad. And it used to take me 30 minutes to say something. Right? And see, right? If y'all had said, man, it go on. It's okay. Right? It's cause, man, I really want to it get better in my life. If that cause, man, I was sick and tired of doing it the same old thing. And, man, it second step said, I always look over my life with a minimal concern. Always. I'm talking about, man, right now. Because it's right now, why me? Why me? There is 100 people is who got more time in me. It's why not them. Because, man, I always want to sell it myself short. But always. Y'all had gave me is what I could not do it for myself. That is, man, when I think less of myself, the challenge is my fears. It's okay. It's okay for me to be up here and share with my predecessor, Sheila. It's all right. that cause man, she was here it way before me. If she can do it, I can do it. It's why not you, fool. I'm saying, man, is that 10 years and over, I remember when. I still remember it was yesterday. There ain't nothing have changed. I just got more into is my recovery today. I care about people more today. I try to help to the best of my ability. And please, when I say that I am using it, the re-concept. It that calls man, and the first step is a we. And it, the only way that I can talk about my experience, I got to use I. And also, is how can I give anybody any help if I don't have no type of experience? It's what I do, I got to go back and give that person to somebody I know who will have their best interest in the heart. That cause, man, I believe, man, that everything, it got to come is straight from the heart. See, cause, man, I got to change my heart. And that cause, man, this here, it can say anything. It's my heart, it do not lie. Cause, man, just a cause is that I have worked at the steps and did some research here, because if the only thing is the fourth step talking about is that counter. I had made up it, what I had made up in the first step. The first step talks about man is that I got to tell about is my wounds, man. Right? I got wounded. Right? And still today, going on 13 years, man, right, I still play the victim sometimes. And still today, man, I be wounded, man. All of that is mine. All of that is mine. My higher power works when I think it's not working. There's one thing I know, man. I can never get too big in this program. It's always some room to clean up house. Always. And when I think that I had cleaned up all of the garbage, I had left one piece behind. One piece. And when that piece come out in the light, where the hell did that shit come from? Will you please help me right now? Yeah. Yeah. 10 years and over. It's what I'm saying, man. What I'm saying, man, if the frail step is talking about, man, that I got to do things what I really don't want to do. When I got be sharing about it got raped. When I got be sharing about sucking a dirty dick. Raise your hand. I had experienced that. I do understand. It's that cause there ain't nothing about me today I should not be ashamed of. It's the newcomer, it's the most important person at any meeting. Help that person. This confirm man, it just been free. Just being free, man. That cause, man, there ain't nothing in Narcotics Anonymous. It's out of order. Nothing. I have found everything that I've been searching for right here. Right here. This is my process. I cannot deny anybody a dead process. Today. That cost, man, 5 years, man, into this program, I was pushing another Safeway car, everything that I own, it was in. It's really easy for me to talk if we're good. But it's hard to hell to apply the information to me. Real hard. But as soon as I get back up in a corner, I'm ready to work on me. Ready, man. Y'all told me, man, that I don't got to wait it that long, but it took me that long. Thank God for the institutions. When I get to 10, man, it's wherever that I should be in the middle of this program. Going to step meetings and going to its additions meeting so I can learn, so I can be taught, so I can learn is how to be humble, so I can learn it to have sympathy, so I can learn it to have a passion for anybody, because I still need help. I don't know how to be a father to my own kids. It always had been about me. Always. A dilemma, man. It's how about it's when in my kids it needs shoes or clothes. Right? I let the mother buy. Right? Because there is something that I seen that I want. Hell no. No, shit no. If that's yours, shoot. Anticipate. Because y'all said, man, that I got to anticipate in my own recovery. And I'm not talking about no outside issue. Right? It calls is that, right, if that can be a damage to my recovery. Yeah. Right. It taught me it very well. Right? And so, it's anything I said, it came from y'all. It came from y'all. Because, remember, I said I came here, I could not read at all. The only thing that I can tell a person is how to shoot dope, is how to hit the pipe, and it's how to go back and forth out of the penitentiary. So everything I know gone on 13 years came for you. Came for you. And so it's when I speak, don't get mad at me. And please, don't get mad at my sponsor. If that's yours, I'm following you. Yeah. I'm following you. At that cause, man, I was following and so many people in the wrong places. But as soon as I came to and not college anonymous, and right, as soon when I saw the shine, I get beat up. Why? Why, man? I need help. I need help, man. I am lonely. Will you please help me? I can beat as my own goddamn self up. I don't need nobody to beat me up. It's what I'm saying, man. It's just a cause that I accumulated. It's some time. I still got some whole lot of rust spots in me. A lot of days, man, a lot of days, I still got to go to the paint shop. As y'all had told me, man, earlier on, if I got any type of rust spot, go to the barber shop and had them clean all the rust spots off of you. Clean up all of so I can get a fresh paint job because I still want to paint over at the rust spots. And as soon as that rust spots, it pop off, I wonder why. But it's one thing y'all had told me, man. Just be honest. Be open-minded. Learn how to accept things that I could not change. Here's how much time I got. Okay. Because it's just like it Sheila said, because I can get a long minute. You know, because, man, y'all had gave me so much in my heart. I love peoples today. I need y'all in my life today. And one thing that I have learned since I've been here, if this convention is not going like I think it's supposed to go, where were your anticipations, Lord? Where were yours? Do not criticize what was so freely given to you. Where were you was at? Where was you was at when we need help? Do not talk about us. Right? I'm saying that, man, we are not in no shape to talk about anybody. How can I judge you? I need to check my story. Just because that I've been here 10 years old, check yours. Yeah. Right? That cause, man, I honestly believe, man, if I'm going to deliver a message, that I need to have a message to deliver. See, all of that is yours. Because I had learned it from you. If the newcomer give me a whole lot of hope. That cause I know today, right now, is not about me. That cause I know that there is hope. But the newcomer don't know his hope. At all. You know, I always share this before I leave and sit down. This is some good water. It is the water, y'all. Because I had at least drunk at least 50 cup of coffee, because I love coffee. coffee had kind of, it helped me go through whatever that I'm going through so that I can share. So that I won't be nervous, man. And it's what I want to say is that, please, wherever is you is from, wherever you go, when you leave here, allow the newcomer, allow anybody to go through their process. Do not beat anybody up just because we're going through something. Call everybody inside Narcotics Anonymous, get a turn. It is just not your turn yet, but it is coming real soon. If the same newcomer is that I had turned down, that's gonna be the same person who's going to pick you up. That, so I need to have an open mind. That, cause I am nobody who tried to tell somebody about a program that would save anybody. I hope and pray to God that I had shared on the topic. If I didn't, I had did, it's God's will, and thank you for allowing me to share.